Chapter 6. Laura Lyons Tells All. I went to visit Mrs. Laura Lyons at her house in Coombe Tracy. She was a beautiful young lady. I told her that I wanted to help Sir Henry Baskerville. "I want to ask you about Sir Charles," I told her. "I understand that you wrote to him the day he died. Why did you want to meet him?" Mrs. Lyons was very angry.
"I don't know what you're talking about,"
she said. "I know you wrote to him," I told her calmly. "You wrote, 'Burn the letter. Meet me at the gate at 10 o'clock. L.L.' Sir Charles burnt the letter, but one of the servants found a page from it in the fireplace. Why did you want to see him, Mrs. Lyons?" Mrs. Lyons was very red in the face.
"I needed his help,"
she said quietly.
"I married a bad man, and I wanted a divorce. I wanted to ask Sir Charles's advice. I asked him to meet me in the garden because I did not want his servants to see me in the house. I did not want them to talk about me."
"I understand," I said. "Now tell me what happened when you saw Sir Charles."
"I didn't see him,"
Mrs. Lyons said.
"Someone else gave me the help I wanted. I wanted to write to him to explain, but then I heard he was dead."
Next, I decided it was time to find the mysterious man who lived on the moors. I followed a path that went near Mr. Franklin's house. He saw me and came out to talk. He was very angry with the police, he told me.
"I'm trying to help them find the murderer Selden,"
he said.
"I don't know where he's hiding, but I'm watching the boy who takes him his food. I'm watching him with my telescope, you see, but the police aren't interested. Come with me a moment. The boy delivers the murderer's food about now. You'll see everything."
I went into Mr. Franklin's house. There was a large telescope on the roof. Mr. Franklin looked through it eagerly.
"Ah!"
he cried happily.
"I can see the boy now. You have a look."
I looked through the instrument, and I could see a boy walking on the moors. He was carrying a parcel. The boy disappeared over a hill. I thanked Mr. Franklin and walked quickly towards the hill. It was nearly dark when I reached the top of the hill. I looked down, but I could not see anyone. There was a group of huts on the other side of the hill. One of the huts seemed in better condition than the others. I took out my revolver and walked towards it. The hut was empty, but it was clear that someone used it. There were some blankets on the floor and some pots for cooking. The mysterious man was hiding here. Suddenly, there were footsteps in the darkness outside. I waited inside the hut with my revolver ready. I was frightened. The figure of a man appeared in the doorway of the hut.
"What a lovely evening, Watson,"
said Sherlock Holmes. "Holmes!" I cried. "What are you doing here? I thought you were in London."
"I wanted you to think that,"
he told me.
"We have a dangerous enemy here, and I did not want you to know where I was."
Then we began to discuss the case together.
"Did you know that Mrs. Laura Lyons and Stapleton are very good friends?"
he asked me.
"I wonder if Stapleton's wife knows about their friendship."
"Stapleton hasn't got a wife," I interrupted him. "He lives with his sister."
"He tells everyone that she is his sister,"
Holmes told me.
"But I've checked. She's really Mrs. Stapleton."
"Why did Stapleton let Sir Henry fall in love with his wife?" I asked.
"Stapleton wanted to be close to Sir Henry,"
Holmes explained.
"Having a beautiful sister made that possible for him, don't you see?"
"So Stapleton's the enemy," I guessed. "He's the man who followed us to London, and his wife wrote the warning note to Sir Henry."
"Yes,"
agreed Holmes. "But why are Stapleton and Mrs. Lyons good friends, if Stapleton already has a wife?" I asked him.
Mrs. Lyons does not know that Stapleton is already married.
Sherlock Holmes told me.
She's in love with him. She wants a divorce because she wants to marry him, and he pretends that he wants to marry her. I think she'll help us when she knows the whole truth.
And what about Stapleton? I asked my friend. What does he want?
Murder, my friend,
Holmes told me grimly.
And I hope I'm going to catch him before he does it.
Just then, we heard the deep and sad cry out on the moors. Holmes looked pale for a second. Then he stood up.
Where is it, Watson? Where is it?
He cried. We heard the same cry several times. Then we heard a new noise. It was terrible. Holmes moved forward.
The hound, Watson! The hound!
He ran into the darkness.